Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Auto Transport Intel. It is Friday. It is noon Central Time. That means it is time for Cars on the Move, where we connect dealers, auctions, and carriers. We've got Ty. He's live at the auction. He's in the lanes at the auction. So, you know, what we do here is, coming off of Thursdays, it's kind of perfect. Because on Dispatching Live, we're looking at the load boards. We're talking about there's a two-month wait for carriers right now to get signed up. We got a month wait on the brokers to get signed up. We're over 70,000 loads on the load board. That means you got shippers trying to figure out where their car is. Whole place has gone crazy. Well, you know what? You want to take control of it all, get some customers, start talking to people. That's what we talk about on Cars on the Move. And I know it's easier said than done. I know. I'm sitting at a desk. Jay, you're comfy. You got your phone there and your coffee there. You're not out here in the freezing weather. I get it. Which is why Ty is, and we're going to go to Ty. So please do jump in the live chat, say hello. What's up, John, L-A-I, Auto Transport? How's the road treating you this morning? What's going on? Almost to California with a delivery. And then David, Two Bears Transportation. What's up, David? Thanks for saying hello. Can you guys hear me okay? Mic check. I think I got to raise the audio here. While I'm raising the audio, do me a favor. You can also leave a like. Thank you so much for doing that. Really do appreciate it. And you can also share this. You can share it. Share it with somebody who is, man, just skeptical, right? Send it to somebody skeptical. That'd be great. Share, copy, email, skeptical, all lined up, all good things. You know, you can go to autotransportintel.com, click on sign up, become an ATI insider, talk to Ty, let us know how we can help you. It's happening. There it is. Boom. What's up, Drew? Car shipper. Michael G says hello. Thank you, guys. And I get your emails, and I do appreciate it. And sorry about the delayed response. Trying to put the shows together and got a million things going on, actually. So excited, though, to be here four times a week. Really? He's still... Yeah, after we've done it a whole year straight now. We've been live four times a week for a whole year. They said it couldn't be done. I don't know if anybody said that. But somebody might have thought it. I'll tell you what. Let's bring in Ty. And we have a special guest. We got to get to that too. Ty, what is going on, man? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm hanging pumped out in the... good. It's Friday. You ought to be pumped.
Yeah.
Everybody pumped up. I'm in the lanes at America's Auto Auction, Kansas City, Missouri. Great place. Just happened to have a Corvette in the lane. So perfect day. It's really cold outside and there's a lot going on in the transport parking lot. We may end up going back out there to show you guys here in a minute. But overall, I got here a little early. Got to talk to the assistant manager, general manager, Steve. I always forget his last name. I'm sorry, Steve. But got a chance to talk to him, ask him some questions about this Accelerate Americas. We got to talk about dealers coming to the auction, dealers buying online. Got to talk about the volume and the percentage of sales. You guys hear us talk a lot about, okay, if you ran 1,000 cars and you had a 70% sale, how many cars did you sell? And how many of those were online and how many were here in the lane? So starting to ask, you know, these questions and talk to people, which is what I always say, right? If you really want to get the real truth, the real answer to whatever the narrative is, go talk to the people that are really doing the job. So I'm at the auction. I got to talk to Steve. I got to talk to Kevin, sales rep, auction sales rep. You guys hear me talk about auction sales rep. Kevin's actually, his lane is lane 5. He was just standing here. He had to go. He may come back. I doubt it. But anyway, point is being at the auction, this is where you learn stuff. This is where you figure things out. You're starting to hear a lot. You hear Jay and I talk a lot about this. We used to talk about the hybrid. I don't know what we're going to call 2022 yet, but you do still see this hybrid, which is your physical auction that runs real cars through real lanes with real people standing here and standing up there and screaming and loud and go, go, go. That really happens. And you also have, I don't know if you can see it. See above here? Here, I'll walk over here. I'll show you because I know you can still hear me. But if you look up here, right? You see that? And that,
yes.
Those are TV screens, right? Those are where the online bidders, that's where you see them. So technically they're in the lane at the auction, looking at the car, bidding on the car here. They're just not physically here. And So what are some advantages? Who are the guys that want to stay at home and buy online? Well, yesterday it was probably like, felt like negative six up here. Maybe the guy thought, I'm not into the cold this time of year, and I'm just going to stay home and buy cars. So that leads us into online buying, and online buying is really a big deal. So what's one of the key things about online buying, Jay? Where are you at?
I left myself in the corner. I'm like the guy up in the corner on the screen. We're doing hybrid right now. You're physically there, and I'm up in this little TV screen up in the corner, just like the online buyer. The online buyer needs good information to make sure they're not bidding on a piece of junk.
Yeah, yeah. So there's all kinds of things that are interesting. And so I don't know if we still have them. Is that Jason still coming on?
Oh, yeah, let's do it. Let's bring Jason in here.
Is he around?
Yeah, that's perfect. Perfect timing. Here
Jason,
we go.
Jason with Black Widow,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, let's bring in. Oh, wait, we don't need to share screen, Jay. Let's go to the live chat, get our bearings. I'll tell you what, here's what we're going to do. We are now going to bring in, we've got Jason Hawk, CEO of Black Widow, entering the room now. Let's give him a warm welcome and a drum roll. Ladies and gentlemen, he's a friend of ATI, and you've seen Jason on the channel before, and you've seen the Black Widow information. Well, what we've got a special treat we have. Here is Jason Hawk, CEO of Black Widow, joining us. Now, before I bring him in, hey, Jason, tilt your phone back and forth. Just do one more time, because sometimes when you... And now tilt it again. There we go. All right, here we go, Jason Hawk.
Boom.
Boom.
Ooh.
What's up,
Jason Hawk?
What's up, guys?
Not a lot. We're hanging out. I'm at the auction. Where are you? You got somebody else in the car with you?
I'm at the auction, but I'm out in the cold.
Oh, well, I'm going
out in the cold. You look a little warmer to me.
I am warmer than you. I'm very warm, but I will be back outside here in a little bit. There's a lot going on where I'm at. How about you?
Yeah, for sure. I'm just working with a little bit of the good men and women who run the Black Widow, and giving out a little swag right here. So we got the Black Widow beanie, right? So everything at Black Widow has a purpose, right? Not all our technology, it works. It fixes a problem, right? If your head's cold, we got you a beanie. If you're having problems getting cars ran, you got a Black Widow. So we used to just hand out stress balls because everybody was stressed, but then they don't need those anymore with Black Widow. So,
well, that's a good point to make. So what are we doing to reduce stress here? Because I need less stress in my life for sure.
Well, you know what? When you, I hate sometimes being in the office. You know I have to do that part of the job, but I created all of this in the trenches where the problems were, right? So yeah. I'm out working with, you know, men and women who are out here so appreciative that they have a tool that allows their job to go faster, smoother, and give them credit, right? And, you know, that's what Black Widow does, right? So, yes, what do? We capture images, right? Pretty simple.
Yeah, so.
But they're consistent, and they're high quality. But there's so much more that we capture that people don't realize.
Okay. So, wait, you mean you're trying to tell me, okay, it's not, because I'm at the auction. I know yesterday, because I came early. I don't know if you heard me, but I talked to Steve, assistant general manager. He was telling me, I don't remember, I get the numbers wrong, but let's say 500, 600 bidder badges and 300 in the lane or 300 not in the lane. I don't know. But there, obviously, people were here buying cars online. Buying cars physically, but they were also online. So you're telling me that you're capturing more than the picture of the actual car that these guys are bidding on?
Well, I think it comes down to this, is that if we're able to capture the images quickly, for the CR rider, he's able to capture more CRs in a day, right? So he's more efficient without slipping on quality, right? We're capturing more time, right? You know, these hardworking people, if you give them the right tool, they'll do anything for you, and they'll be out there when it's single digits. That's why I'm handing out a stocking cap, right? Because if they're not running these things through and don't have a useful tool, people will quit, you know? So we capture more time for these people to go home and be with their families. I mean, you know, a happy worker, you know, is a good worker and a loyal worker, right? So when we capture these images, we're capturing more time for them. We're capturing lost revenue, right? Which is a big one, right? But not only that, we're capturing damages. We're capturing visibility, right? So they can really see the car. I mean, the biggest thing that we can put together in these standardized, consistent images is that we're capturing buyer confidence, right? Something that hasn't been able to been done before, right? If you can capture buyer confidence with consistency, guess what? We're capturing more digital sales, more digital buyers, right? You tie that all together, and that's capturing more revenue. And that's what we're out here exploring, because, you know, what I love about our system, and I'll toot my own horn a little bit, is it fixes real problems. It really does. It's not just, hey, I take images. We're making everything go faster by capturing all of these things tied together. And if we can give this buyer confidence with all those things tied together, it's a winner for everybody. I mean, everybody's here is trying to be as efficient as they can and run as many cars without adding a bunch of people. And, you know, we solve real problems. So very excited, but it's fun to come out here and see these people running this thing in single digits, but they're happy to have it. They're excited to use it.
Just curious, do you have the ability to flip the camera or go out and show us what you're talking about here?
I can't show you where I'm at right now. I'd love to.
No, it's okay.
It's cold. It's single digits, I'll tell you that. I can tell
it's cold. I know it's cold where I'm at. Well, I'm warming up in the truck. You said a couple of things that kind of tripped me up a little bit, because you're saying a photo can capture lost revenue. Is that what did I hear that right?
Yep.
Okay. Can you kind of explain that a little for?
Well, if we can capture pictures of the car in under 10 seconds and you can capture more of them per minute, well, then you're going to have more of those online and you're going to have more buyers seeing them sooner. And that's going to equate to more revenue.
Okay, so here's a good example for you. Like, I think about my days in trucking when I had 20 trucks and drivers and cars flying everywhere. And I think the dealer calls me at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, the sale's tomorrow. I need you to come and get these 40 cars and get them delivered to the auction for tomorrow's sale. Go.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's more than, across town. It's maybe 100, 150, 200 miles, 40. That's more than one truck. Yep. Okay, we'll get it done for you, but here's how we got to do it. I need you to put the keys out all in one car, hide them over there, put them there up underneath the thing. I'll have the guys come in. We're going to come in around midnight, around 2 a.m. and around 4 a.m. Okay, so we got the dealer, the customer, which I love the dealer. I'm always talking about how amazing and awesome the dealer is. Love the dealer. Well, he called because it's, I don't know, maybe he doesn't know my schedule, but either way, he's my customer and I've got to make him happy and I want to serve the auction. Yep. So what I used to do, I'd set the keys out. We'd work all night long, get the cars, drop them off. It's 7 o'clock in the morning. We're all passed out in our trucks and they're checking them in. Yep. So you're saying to get those online, you're saying that some of them don't make it?
Is that? Yeah, unfortunately, yes. I mean, that's the unfortunate, you know, truth that a lot of auctions have to face is that, you know what? It's not for the lack of effort. They're doing everything they can, but they've got to do it all at once and they got to serve all their dealers all at once. Right. And the trucks, you know, can only go so fast. So the reality is, yes, I'd say somewhere in the neighborhood of anywhere between 3% and 20% sometimes don't make it through, you know, even though they might have sold 1,000 cars. The location I'm at right now will sell 1,000 cars a week. But you know what? They're still missing out on 118 cars that could have been up 2 hours earlier and had a better chance of selling.
Right. So now, back to revenue, capturing lost revenue. Now, I'm not an auction guy by any means, but, you know, I'm just going to throw out a number. If I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong. But I'm going to guess that the revenue for that one car is ballpark, what, $500, $800 maybe for revenue?
Yeah, you know what? I mean, let's go off, you know, numbers I've seen on NAAA. I mean, the average sale fee per vehicle is $600. Okay. So, I mean, if we're talking about, you know, 100 vehicles that, you know, didn't get there in time or didn't get through the bottleneck quick enough, you know, that's a ton of money every week, you know? Even though they sold 1,000 cars, how about another 30, 40, 60, or 100 cars through, or having right. them up 3 hours before, not 15 minutes before, you know, because there's only so much time for them to look at it. You know, I mean, you're in about, it's about what, it's pretty warm where you are, right?
Yeah.
Where I'm at, it's about 7 degrees, right? And yeah. at the end of the day, if that confidence, if we can get it in sooner, get it listed quicker, and give the buyer confidence, okay, they're going to be able to buy when it's 70 degrees in their office or their home, right? Instead right. of being out here. But in order to do that, we've got to help the men and women that are in the 7 degree weather with a machine and a tool that allows this to happen.
Okay, so I've got something to go here, and I want to catch the people, because I'm a people guy too. I love people. But if I follow this through with my experience and history in auto transport as a carrier, the guy bought it online. He tells me to go get it. I get the gate pass. I load it up. I take a picture or two. I drop it off. I get there, and he calls me after I'm headed back to go get more, and he says, hey, did you damage my car? And it's, no, I didn't. I got pictures. Here they are. Well, this wasn't the car I bought. It's not. It doesn't even look the same as the picture. So now we drag in arbitration. So, okay, so yep. first of all, if I'm hearing you right, and again, I'm not an auction guy, just a transport guy, but it sounds like you're capturing the lost revenue of the vehicles being checked in that don't make it online. That equals maybe $600 a car. And I know a lot of the people that run auctions come from the car dealership world, some degree. Is that true?
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
Okay. So they understand and I know car dealers, because here's what I know about car dealers. If they sold 100 cars this month, their goal is to sell 300 next month. So that's always, let's beat our goal. So I'm assuming auctions are the same way. Let's make more. If it's just one more car, guys, let's sell one more car. Okay. Because I've even watched the IF department. Okay. If you guys know what the IF department is?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They're putting deals together at 8 o'clock at night, right?
Yeah.
One more car deal. Okay. So where I'm going is, there's a lost revenue that maybe, I sold 1,000 cars. Who cares? Let me help you sell 1,001. Okay. Yep. Now we sold it online. It gets to the guy. He's just not too happy about it because it doesn't really look like the picture. Now we've got arbitration involved, which is another
lost revenue.
Lost revenue. Right. Because arbitration doesn't really make money. Is that right?
No.
I don't know. I'm asking. Okay.
No.
They're just trying
to use it as a tool. They use it as a tool. They know that. I love dealers and I know, but they use it as a tool to get a better deal on the car too. But as we keep working on the visibility and the buyer confidence, there's going to be less arbitration, right? There's going to be less of this finger pointing. There's going to be less of, did the truck damage it? Did you damage it? Was it damaged like that when I saw it at the auction?
Right. So here's the next question. You're talking about this is consistent and you keep pointing out the weather. So there must be something I don't know about temperatures and cameras and pictures. Is there something here that you're pointing out that you need to really just say it because I'm slow?
No, absolutely. It's the fact that we've got good people in 100 degree weather and we got people in 6 degree weather. That doesn't affect the Black Widow, right? But at the end of the day, someone has to have a useful tool to be able to make all these things happen. And if they don't, you know, they're only going to do what they can do, you know?
Yeah, and I know you've probably got a busy schedule, but I've talked to you enough. I mean, I know you, but I feel like your heart or your desire is to help auctions and dealers and even carriers, really. The more I get to talk to you, I mean, you're actually helping the carrier gang too. So you're helping the dealer, the auction, and the carrier by providing capturing these images. So there's a kind of a continuity, maybe even like a supply chain, or what's that one Scott Colboys uses? I love
chain of custody. Custody.
Yeah.
Chain
yeah.
And I was just thinking, I think that what you're describing, you're helping put in infrastructure that's vital.
Yes.
To advance the way this works.
Yep. And guys, you have to understand, I am a dealer, right? I've never owned an auction, but I've been around my whole life. I was a trucker. I was the recon guy. I was the PDR guy. I was the photo guy. So the reason I know this is that, you know, I've been in all those avenues, and there's something to be said that when you work a 16-hour day, you've done everything you can do, and nobody's happy. You know what I mean? I bought more trucks. I got more people. We worked second shifts. It didn't matter. You know what I mean? And I think it's crazy to think that images, capturing images, is bilingual to everyone that's in this chain, and they all need it. And once everybody understands that these images connect the dots, you know, everybody has higher confidence. And there's no more finger pointing, and everything goes faster. It's not that anybody's afraid for a lack of effort or to point out that the auction could have ran another 60 cars or the transporter could have moved this or that. But if it's at the buyer's desk 3 hours sooner, he can look at it from his house or his office. He knows the consistent angles. The picture's the same. They're not one-sided. You know, once that buyer's confidence is in there, it's a win-win for everybody. The dealer needs to get to work. The auction wants to sell more cars. He wants to push more through. You know, I don't want to sit there and toot our own horn, but we've come up with something that's going to revolutionize the continuity amongst everybody. Like you just said, it's buyer confidence. And once they have that confidence, this digital will soar. It'll soar. It absolutely will.
I see the images of the auctions that they share and they talk about their sales. And I see the Black Widow images. It's already in process.
Yeah. Yep. And not amazing. To mention too, even on the transporters, if we can, you know, that's our next step is that we're actually taking those images and putting them on the dealer's website before they go on the truck. And for the dealer, he's got the thing for sale while it's on the truck. I mean, that, when does that ever happen? You know?
Wow. No, And for the guy, so I always have flashbacks. Maybe I have PTSD, but I think about how many
trucking, yeah.
Phone calls, yeah, how many of those phone calls, weird hours too, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Weird. Especially if you have your own client base and they know your phone number, they'll call you at midnight to see if the car's going to make it there by 8 a.m.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're their guy. You know what I mean? You're moving that. Yeah, it is. No, you have dreams about that, nightmares about it.
And then you get a phone call at about 6 a.m. yelling at you because they can't find the keys, right?
Keys. Okay.
Where are the keys? We can fix that one. We'll really be rich.
Yeah.
No, that's so. So I like the idea. If I'm going to recap, you're capturing.
Yep.
It's more than a photo. That's what you're saying.
It starts with consistent capturing, consistent images.
Okay.
And then it funnels through everything else.
That's amazing. And Black Widow, you're in auctions across the United States. You're a growing company. You've been in the business for a long time. I heard you say you've been in the transport. You've been a dealer. I think you're still a dealer, right?
Still a dealer. Yep.
Okay. Dealer, transport guy, recon guy, and to me that touches about everything we can talk about.
Yeah.
And I think it's great that you are in the auctions. I think it's amazing that you came on the show. That's super cool.
Yeah. No
you
worries.
Want me to show you how cold it is outside? I'll go outside. I'm not afraid.
Yeah. Oh, it's cold, but it's still hustling.
Hey, I just want to mention, so it's like 12:23-ish. Are you okay on time?
Just you asking me?
Yeah.
Oh, I've captured so much time. Yeah, I'm good. I've got a couple more minutes.
All right, so we'll wrap up the show soon. I just want to make sure you're okay.
Yeah.
Chris Chamberlain, he's in the live chat. Hey, everyone, here's a quick look. Ty, you know I was at Manheim, New Jersey. Average fees, $700 a car. Before that, there's the CR, possibly recon. I did cert work and arbitration, and there's money everywhere. It's both sides. However, transport, getting it there, and the auction, getting it through the process for the sale. Thank you, Chris. Thanks for the comments. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, and this is really cool, Jason. We're gonna be doing more of this, trying to find time to get you live.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
It's neat to hear. I mean, you're out there. You're hitting the pavement to help locations get the.
Yeah.
What does that take? Do you do a demo online and then you do a visit? What are some of the steps there?
So look, they've either seen it at a show or they've seen it at another location. But at the end of the day, we're not here to point fingers and point out your headaches. Okay. We're here to come in and say, look, here's the Tylenol. Okay. We're going to work with you. We're going to figure out your flow issues. We're going to figure out where the bottlenecks are. Figure out where the machine goes. And then once it's in, we're following up back with our customers, even though we can do everything remote. But the only way to really solve real problems is to actually be in the trench and see what these people are really up against. You can't decide from the 8th floor, you know, down south, that, you know, everything's working out great. You got to get in there with the people that are touching the cars and figure out what their real problems are. And that's what we go in there and solve. And it's fun to do because, you know, there's a lot of good ideas out there. There's a lot of good softwares out there, but they don't really solve a problem, you know? And we're just fortunate enough to have put something together that solves multiple problems in multiple silos of the business, from the dealer to the auction to the transporter, you know, to the logistics. Everything's tied together. And it's like, you know, it's something that has been needed for a long time. And we just stepped back and looked at it. I think this whole industry is built around what I call ready, shoot, aim, right? We just have to keep going. We have no time to aim. And with us, we're able to step in, look at your how things are laid out, work with you, work with your people, work with the flow, and we're able to improve the efficiencies, you know, keep the same quality, if not better. And we're your partner. We're not just, here's your piece of equipment. We're there with you remotely. And if you need us there on the ground to go through stuff or change something up, we're there. And that's just how we like to do it. And it's satisfying because we really solve real problems. It's just been tough for people to realize, hey, I'm not doing as best as I can do. Where's the Black Widow? Where's this tool? I need it, you know? And well, they have to get to that point, you know, and realize it and be open to it.
You know, I mean, in production and media, obviously consistency is important to ratchet up your volume. And that's one of the things that impresses me about Black Widow is that I don't understand how somebody with an app is going to do 200 cars a day. I actually do not. I can't figure that out.
It's not. I mean, that exactly. It's just, it's tough. It's, you know, Black Widow doesn't, I'm not going to sit there and say Black Widow fixes everything. Okay. But, you know, there's not a one size shoe fits all. Okay. There's a spot for the cell phone apps outside the gate, you know, certain applications in the insurance side where you can't get to the vehicle or it's, you know, it's not drivable. Right. So, but we can fix 85% of everything inside the gate and the flow and the bottleneck. So, you know, they have their spot, but I mean, here I can, you know, you can dig a hole with a shovel or you can use a track hoe. You know what I mean? There's right, different exactly. pieces of equipment for everything.
Exactly.
So, you know, I'm not going to take a hammer when I need a screwdriver.
And that's, so, and I think this is where, because I know we've got folks in the live chat, we got their interest, but there's going to be somebody like, I still don't get it. Well, as you continue to connect the dots of the images and the data, then it will help other parts of the process, including transportation and logistics.
Yep.
That's where we're going.
And that's the thing. I mean, hell, when I was a trucker, I would have loved to figure out a way to Bluetooth the car from location to location, you know? But in a sense, with the image, we are able to send that picture through the internet faster than you can load it and get it sent. So we are able to do that. And if they can take, if they're confident in the images and they're confident of what they saw, well, then they can start selling the car. So, I mean, it is kind of like a time warp. You know what I mean? Like, what's the most valuable asset on the planet? Time, not money. Time, you never know how much time you have. So guess what? We capture more time for everybody. More time for the trucker, more time for them to the dealer to sell the car, more time for the good people out here that I'm with in the 7-degree weather, capture more time with their families. I mean, and do more cars and capture more revenue for their job and their boss. I mean, it's just a win-win. I mean, that's the most satisfying part. Money comes when you do the right things and when you solve the right problems. And that's what we're out here doing. And we love it. It's just, it's more fun than anything now because it's clicking. It makes sense to people. And it took a long time for them to switch. They thought it was a person in a cell phone app. It's just not scalable.
Right. Scalable. Look at speaking of, there's Ty, Mr. Icicle.
Oh man. I shouldn't have said I was going to come outside.
Right? Oh my gosh.
It's cold out here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There are people, while you guys were talking, I found a new job at the auction. I hadn't heard of. It's called the, fleet accounts finder guy, the fleet accounts finder guy. His yeah. job is to go out here. I don't know if you can see all these cars, but
yeah.
he's got to go out here and find them. And he's like, I'm like, how many you got to find today? Freezing outside? Oh, just 30. 30 cars, really? Yeah, that's nothing. Monday, I got to find 100. Look at this. Go find them in the cold snow. It's easy. Everybody does.
Oh, yeah, right.
So, Jason, thank you so much.
Yeah, 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 for sure, guys. Absolutely. Yeah,
that was cool. Really good stuff.
I'm glad you came. That was really good. Yeah. Good conversation. And I like the idea of trying to help everybody. And I think that's the goal. So thank you.
Yeah. You help everybody. It's satisfying, feels good, and it helps them make more money, and everybody gets to go home and be with their families. I mean, that's what it's about. That, you know, we gotta, you know, it's one step at a time, and everybody has to get there on their own. But these bottlenecks and all these things that are happening here, you shouldn't have to be looking for anything if you're picturing it at the gate. That's where the bottleneck. They come in one way and they leave one way.
Bottleneck. I know you're right. Let's get a Black Widow in every auction. 2022 coming through you, Independence. Hey.
We're here to help. We're here to help.
Hey, by the way, is that a Black Widow headrest?
Absolutely. Yeah, it is. I know. Isn't that nice?
Absolutely.
Oh, you're not kidding about this Black Widow business.
Yeah, well. Oh, man. It doesn't hurt to look good, too. You know, I mean, I got a face for radio, so I got to make sure our swag is on point.
That's good stuff. Well, Jason, thank you. Have a great weekend. Jay, yep. I don't know if you're wanting to wrap up, but...
No, let's all do it together. Listen, this is great. Thank you. Thank you guys so much. Everybody tuning in the live chat, whether you're watching live or on demand, thank you so much for watching ATI. Jason, thanks for your time, and we'll talk to you soon, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you. Take care.
Bye, Jay.
All right. And see ya.